Number one, we have Prophetess Iris Green. Number two, we have Pastor Prophetess Tanya McAbelli. She'll pray, and then she will be off the line. Amen. And number three, myself, Prophetess Miss Paniti Barbie. And our closure, number four, is our worthy class Master Archdeaconess, Prophetess Maddie Young. That is our closure for today, the lineup for this morning. Amen. And that is our lineup. Thank you, worthy class master. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much for getting the lineup of the Company of Prophets. And thank you, prophets, for being here on this morning, praying one for another. Praise God. Thank you so much for being here. Amen and amen. All right. So without any further ado, we're going to go give you some things, suggestions, some things to pray for. But whatever God placed upon your heart, please do not hesitate to pray for. First and foremost, we pray for our spiritual leaders, our Dr. Evan R. Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. We're praying for the entire Jordan family, the children, the grandchildren, Mother Barian, the siblings, nieces, nephews, cousins, whatever part of the family, we're praying for them, especially for Bishop-elect Joshua Jordan and Minister Jessica Jordan, Prophetess Naomi Cook, and Prophet Kenneth Cook and their family, Prophetess Bethany, Prophet Manasseh, Prophet Aaron. We pray for them and all their siblings, children, whatever the bloodline, their entire bloodline, we're praying for. Amen. We're going to also pray for the staff, home, Zoe partners all over the globe. We're going to pray for all spiritual leaders that are affiliated or connected with Zoe Ministries, very own Pastor Mascarene Cohen, Prophetess Pastor Tiny McAvely, Prophetess Pastor Denise Goss, as well as Prophet Pastor Jamel Goss, Prophetess Pastor Bernadette Logan, Apostle Carol Fambro, Prophet Pastor Andrea Williams, Prophetess Janine Hyman, and so many other pastors, Pastor Anthony Shannon, and so many other pastors and archbishops and bishops and elders, deacons. We pray for all spiritual leaders that are affiliated with Zoe Ministries. We're going to also pray for our mothers all over the globe. We're going to pray for our Zoe mothers, as well as our elderly mothers, as well as our young mothers. We're praying for mothers, mothers, foster mothers. We're praying for all mothers all over the globe that God would touch and strengthen and keep them. We're going to pray for our children, that God watch over our children and protect our children, those that are in the schools, those that are in foster care, those that are in all those boarding houses or all over the globe, our children. We're praying for our children, that God would watch over our children. We're going to pray for our educators, that God will continuously strengthen them and give them wisdom and the ability to move forward and give them strength in the season. We're going to pray for those in the medical fields, our doctors, nurses, those that are working in the hospitals, the surgeons, those that are doing rehabilitation, respiratory therapists, whatever their titles may be in the medical field, we're praying for them, that God will continuously touch them and protect them. We're praying for all the patients that are in the hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation center, mental institutions, clinics, emergency rooms, all those that have medical conditions, that God would restore health. We're going to pray for those that are sick and shut in, that God would touch them in the season as well. We're going to pray for those that have called in for prayer, whatever situation they may have, we're going to lift them up. We're going to pray for our first responders, those that are always there, the firemen, the policemen, law enforcement, military, all those that are in those positions, we're praying that God would keep a hedge of protection around them. And we're going to pray for our country leaders, our president, our vice president, governors, whatever political position they may hold, that God would touch their very heart, mind, spirit, that they would rule with godly spirit. They would have godly people in their path, as we stand in the gap for them. We're going to pray for families all over the globe that God would keep the families intact. We're going to pray for our very own family, our communities as well, and pray that God would bring shelter to the homeless, justice for those that were unjustly accused of some things. We're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones, and God will comfort them. Whatever loss that took place, whether it was a disaster, some type of weather condition, or because of the war, fires, floods, whatever, something that traumatic that happened, we're praying for them that God will touch them in this season as well. So those are just some suggestions. But please make sure you pray for your families, your own personal families, and whatever God placed upon your heart to pray, please do not hesitate. Make sure you go ahead and pray for that. And the protocol has been set. We pray for 30 seconds in our heavenly language, and thereafter 3 minutes or less. But before we proceed, we're going to add prophetess Cynthia Dawson. She just came in. We'll put her down right after Prophetess Messanita Barber. She'll be number 4, and I'll be number 5 as a closer. So just add her onto the list. Amen. So as we go forth now, 30 seconds in our heavenly language. Thereafter, 3 minutes are left, with the exception of those that have ministerial title. Amen, amen. So without any further ado, we'll go forth now in our heavenly language.
Thank you, we thank you, and we bless you this morning, Father God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We bless you this morning, and we thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace upon us. You woke us up this morning, Father God, and Lord, you brought us to this day, and you brought us to your presence, Father, with the presence of the other mothers, Father God, interceding, seeking your face, O God, in the name of Jesus. There's more than 2 and 3 gathered here together in your name. And Lord, we know that you are in the midst. And we thank you, Father, for the success of the premiere of the Black America's America's Black Prophet. We thank you, Father. We thank you for it has been brought into manifestation. We thank you for how it was put together. We thank you for the message. We thank you, Father God, that our spiritual father was able to create his own documentary, Father God, and nobody else had to do it on his behalf, oh God. Father, we bless you and we thank you for that idea. And we thank you for those that labored together to make it possible. And Father God, this is only part one. We thank you for the rest of the parts that shall be coming together. We thank you, Father, for the success, Father God, for the finances to be met, or the future prophets. Documentaries to be created. Father God, we continue to bless our spiritual leader, Dr. Ibn R. Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Lord, each and every member of the Jordan family, each and every member of the Berrien family, bless them. Continue to keep them in the center of your will. That their hearts and their minds be stayed on you, Father. Cause them to be stronger and stronger in you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift up Mother Mary burying in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Strengthen her, Father God. Cause her to do that what you will have her to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless their households, Father God. We bless those, Lord, that surround and support them and work close to them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every member of Zoe Ministries. We lift up all the partners worldwide of Zoe Ministries and local as well. And Father God, we lift up every mother, every individual that is upon this call, Lord God, and Father, and the members of their household in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we praise you that your will continue to be done. We glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah, Lord. We continue lifting up, thank you, Jesus, Ariabul Seeker, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we continue, Father, lifting up our bishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, let your favor be upon them in this season. Father, we lift up all the mothers, my God, my God. We pray for healing upon their life. We pray for strength upon their life, Lord. And all the children, my God, all the partners of Zoe Ministry, Lord, we lift them up in this season, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I take authority over this day in the name of Jesus. I decree that this day is the element will cooperate with us, Lord. We decree that the element forces should refuse to cooperate with our enemies in the name of Jesus. I speak under the sun, Hayabos Seeker, the moon and the stars. They cannot smite us by day, my God. We pull down every negative energy. Hallelujah. Planning to operate against our life. That energy, the negative energy that is planning to operate against our children, Father, it will never come to pass. This is the day the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it, my God. I dismantle any power uttering incantation to capture this day, my God. We render such incantation and satanic prayer null and void. In the mighty name of Jesus, I retrieve the day from their hands, my God, and everything that belongs to us, my God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of favor, hallelujah. Spirit of counsel, might, and power, come upon us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall excel this day, my God, and nothing shall defile us, my Lord. We shall possess the gates of our enemy. The Lord shall anoint us with oil, the gladness above others in the name of Jesus. The fire of the enemy, shall not burn us, my God. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Our ears, hallelujah, shall hear good news. We shall not hear any voice of the enemy. Our future is secured in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. God has created us to do certain divine services. He has committed into our hands some assignment which he has not committed to anybody else, but to ourselves. So, Father, we will always do whatever you want us to do, my God. Nothing will shake us, Lord. Nothing will remove us, Lord. The Bible says, what can separate you from the love of God? So, Father, this morning we declare and decree that nothing, Lord, will separate us from the love of God. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, he has created us for nothing. Hallelujah. We shall do good. We shall do his work. We shall be an agent of peace. We shall trust him, whatever that we do, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning, and I bless you, my God. I pray that you bless our country, my God. Stop all the fighting that are happening in our country, Lord. Father, I pray for our president, our cabinet, my Lord. Father, let your spirit manifest. Let your
Spirit, my God, be in them, my God, as they are making decision, Lord. Father, your word says the devil is out there to steal and to destroy. So I come against that spirit that is trying to destroy our president, that is trying to destroy our cabinet, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray that intervene, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the wars that are happening in South Africa, my Father, there's so much confusion that is happening, my God. And Lord, you know why, Lord? It affects people who are on the ground. It affects innocent people, my God. We see innocent people dying, Lord. We see poor people becoming poor and every day, my Lord. We see people dying without doing anything, Lord. We see people being raped and being murdered, Lord. Father, stop, Lord. Let all this stop, my Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. My God, I pray this morning, and Lord, hear my prayer as I'm crying unto you, Lord, that our country, South Africa, Lord, it is going down and down, Lord. Hallelujah. Save your people, Lord. My God, we are waiting for Moses, Lord, to take us out of this country, to take us to eat, to Canaan, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know, Lord, your promises are amen and amen. You said in your word that the battle is not ours, it is yours, and we should not be afraid. So, my God, no matter what is happening, we will stand firm, and we will continue interceding for them. We'll continue praying for our country in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let all the intercessors arise. All the intercessors, wherever you are, hear the word of the Lord and arise and stand up for your country and pray for the whole world, because something is wrong. There's something that is happening in our country that we are not even aware of, Lord. Father, really reveal your secret to the prophet, my Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Natal, Lord. There's a situation that is happening right there, Lord. I pray for the mothers who have lost their children, my God. I pray for the children that they don't even know where they are, Lord. I pray that bring them back to their parents, Lord, and heal all the widows in Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that you are leaving us with the Holy Spirit that is going to be our guide and our teacher. So we rely completely unto you, Spirit of the living God. Heal our land, Lord. Heal our land, Father. Oh, Yarabasika, Daraboboshika, Metaraboboshika, Yabesia, Makaraboboshika, Daraboboshika. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, I thank you for the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Father God, I thank you, God, for the crying of your people, that you hear their cry. Lord God, a sincere prayer of the righteous man that will touch and move your heart, Father. Father God, as we humbly come before you, God, acknowledging your presence, your power, your anointing. Father God, we thank you, God, for touching every life and everyone, Lord God, as it comes through here. Lord God, and we touch and agree, Father God, as their intercede. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for the mighty works that you're doing in the lives of your people. Father God, I thank you, God, for the mighty works that you're doing in the lives of our Archbishop, Dr. Epinar Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father God, I thank you. Thank you, oh God. Lord God, for your mighty hands upon the vision of the house, Father God, that you strengthen the vision of the house, oh God. And every connection from the north, south, east, and west with different ministry, different connection with the documentary, Father God, different connection with the prophetic of globalizing the prophetic. Father God, you will just touch the lives of your people, touch the globalizing of the prophetic, Father God, the vision of the house. Father God, touch your people, touch the leaders, oh God, of our house. Lord God, I thank you, oh God, for touching all the ministers connected here, Lord God, the staff, Lord God, those in the background, Lord God, things that we don't see that are being assisted in the background, Father God, the works that are done in the background, that you will help the hands that are helping along with the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, touch their lives, touch their bodies, spiritually and physically, Lord God. Father God, renew their strength. Father God, thank you, God, for touching the prophets, the 24-hour prophetic revival, the home of poem. Father God, the people of God, even as they make their connection, continue to build their altar. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for turning things around. Thank you, God, for the breakthrough. Thank you for the open doors and no making closed. Thank you, God, for the release of the blessings of your people, Father God. Lord, I thank you for answering prayer. Father God, I thank you for the blessing that's circulated through our hands to be a blessing to the ministry, Father God. Lord, I thank you, God, for every need for the documentary that continues on the another part two, Father God. Every need supply be met, Father God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, for strengthening the vision of the house. Thank you, God, for touching the people of God, the ministers, oh God, even the leaders of our country, God, that you are touched, those going to be in offices, Father God. Lord, I thank you that they'll be able to make the right decisions for our country. Father God, I thank you be the right people in place in office, Father God. Father, we thank you right now, God, for strengthening every mind, heart, and soul. Father God, we continue to make our connection, the spirit of Issachar, that we may embrace the spirit of Issachar to know how to move about in this time frame that we're in. Father God, as you say in 2 Chronicles 4:13, Father God, I thank you, God, that you'll bring forth peace upon the land, peace upon the people, peace upon every situation around our lives and our connection, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the provision, the healing, restoration. Thank you for the beauty of your presence. Lord God, you make yourself beauty in every situation, beautiful in every situation. And the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, the city of the north, the city of the great King. Father God, I thank you, God, for beautifying yourself in every situation. Thank you for asking prayer. Thank you, God, for your strength upon every life, mind, heart, and soul. Touching the prayer list this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And amen, amen, amen. And Father God, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your divine presence in us, as us. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to have a blessing upon us each and every day, Father God. And Father God, we bless each and every one on and off this line as we move forward in life, Father God. And Father God, place a hedge of protection over each and every one of us, Father God. And Father God, bless our political leaders, our first responders, our spiritual father and mother, Dr. Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, as they continue to give us the wisdom and the knowledge to move forward in life, Father God. And Father God, continue to touch and heal each and every mother, Father God, touching them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. And Father God, cover each and every family, every mother, every father, every child, every grandchild, every sister, every brother, Father God, as we move forward, as we learn to pivot in this new world order, Father God. And Father God, continue to bless our first responders, our doctors, our nurses, as they continue to carry out their orders to protect and cover us through this whole ordeal. And Father God, continue to be our bridge over troubled waters, blessing each and every one for sick and shut in, and the homeless, Father God. Father God, continue to lift up other countries, other nations, other cities, Father God. For Father God, we decree miracles for you to cast out all spirits of infirmity, all spirits of sicknesses that's trying to attack our body, Father God. And Father God, continue to cover those communities in Buffalo and in Texas, mend the hearts of each and every one that have lost loved ones, Father God. Show them the direction and the way to go, Father God. And Father God, bless each bishop, every minister, every pastor, all that's connected to Zoe Ministry as we continue to move forward in life, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for our American Black prophet whose documentary was so on point, Father God, that it was a blessing in disguise, Father God. And thank you for allowing him to reach all his goals, Father God, as he continued to move forward in life, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for guiding us and directing us in everything that we do and everything that we say through all the trials and tribulations of life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us safe from all danger and harm, Father God. And Father God, continue to broaden our minds so that we can be a blessing to others, that we may give a word of encouragement to each other, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the joy, the peace, and the love in the world according to your perfect plan for us, Father God. And Father God, as we continue to move forward, Father God, your mercy enduring forever. And Father God, place a wholeness into our body, mind, and soul, and spirit, Father God, as we continue to lift you up in our lives, lift others up in our spirit, Father God. Father God, we pray that you continue to intercede on our behalf, Father God, calling for those things that be not as though they were, Father God. And Father God, as we continue to move forward in life, Father God, we recognize that you are King of Kings. And we thank you for touching our communities, Father God. And we thank you for allowing us to live, move, and have our being in you, Father God. And allowing each and every one of us to become perfect, whole, and complete. And Father God, we thank you, we honor you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we just bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, Lord God. Father, touch and agree with every prayer that has gone forth on this morning, Lord God. Every prayer that was uttered, Lord God, you said we're two or three gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst. Lord, as we gather together, Lord God, touching and agreeing, we thank you for answering prayer. We decree and declare it's already done, Father. Whatever was uttered on this morning is already done. And, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for our spiritual leader, Dr. Ivanoa Jordan, leading Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, the entire family. Thank you for continuously blessing them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for providing and they can continuously globalize the prophetic, Lord God. Bless everyone that's connected with them, Lord God, the partners all over the globe, Lord God. All the members, Lord God, bless them, Lord God. Those that are part of home, those that are on the staff, Lord God, and those that are spiritual leaders, Lord God, especially those all over the globe, Lord God. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for make a provision for all of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessing that bestowed upon your people, Lord God, in this time and this hour, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our mothers, Lord God. We lift up our mothers, Lord God, those that are part of your ministries, those that are all over the globe, Lord God, our young mothers, our elderly mothers, Lord God. Bless your mothers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Shelter them, Lord God. Provide for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our children. Thank you for protecting our children, our educators, Lord God, for watching over them. Our medical, those that are in the medical field, for watching over them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing the sick and the shut-in, Lord God, those that are in the hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, mental institutions, all those that have some type of ailment, Lord God, we decree and declare that you will heal them, Lord God. For Jesus died on the cross for our sin, sickness, and disease. By his stripes we are healed. We proclaim healing
for the sick, Lord God, and those that are called in for prayer, whatever their situation may be. Lord God, we lift them up to you, Lord God. We thank you for answering them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for watching over our president, our leading lady, leading the vice president, and the president's wife, Lord God, the first lady of the country. Thank you for them, Lord God, continuously bless them, Father. And thank you for our families all over the globe, Lord God. Keep them connected, Lord God. Marriages, Lord God. And Father, for those that are homeless, we thank you for shelter. Thank you for my very own family, Lord God. And those that have asked for prayer, those that said, please lift up my name, I lift them up right now, Lord God. You know what they're in need of. You know what's lacking. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for answering prayer. Let your perfect will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for the documentary, we just thank you that every obligation is met. We thank you that it's going to be a success, Lord God. The first, the second, the third, and however many that's after, we decree and declare that all provisions will be made in the name of Jesus. It shall be a success. It shall be an eye-opener to the world, Lord God. And we give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Father, thank you for touching those that have lost loved ones that are in mourning. Touch them now, Lord God. Bless them and comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we will not cease to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise